All right, guys, here we are, and hey, you get to see my ugly mug. How are y'all doing today? It is Thursday, and you know what the best time of today is? You know what it is? Tomorrow's football again. Tomorrow night. Got a couple of good games coming on. But as we're on today, John has decided to take a vacation. This upset Kent. I can understand why, but we will take up his grievance. We will move forward from there, and we will make our picks as we go. We do not have John, his computer program, with us today. So we're going to bring up a couple of different polls, and we're going to tell you what we think, Kalen and I are. Cough. Anyway, here's our ranking. We have the AP polls. We see how they are supposed to give us the best description of what's going on. AP poll, college poll, you know, ESPN. And they're not following through.
The picks
are going down. So far we found that undoubtedly John's computer program has been the true test. And it is held firm. Anyway, number one, Ohio State. Are they really the number one team so far? I mean, a lot of question on this.
They played good against an Ohio team that beat West Virginia.
This is true.
Ohio also won, what was it, the MAC last year?
Yes, they did. So
it's not like they're a pushover team. They're not.
No, I think they're very strong. They're undoubtedly, I think they're going to repeat.
Oh yeah,
and run away with the MAC on that one. But
do you think,
how will they hold up against Washington? That's the question. You got a great set of running backs. You have
a quarterback that
can throw.
Yeah, I think what it's going to come down to though is
talent.
Matt is going to scheme together to take away the throwing lanes, and he's going to bring he's basically going to make the quarterback run, and he wants to bring him down to one dimension. And the reason why I say that is because if you compare the defenses between Washington and Ohio State, Washington's giving up 55 points a game or through the games. Ohio State's giving up 15. It's a massive difference between talent and scheme. I see Washington getting 14 points, 21 at max. But do I see them coming in and just absolutely decimating? No.
I don't think they can contain Ohio State with Jeremiah Smith, Brandon.
But the question
and
comes: are
Carnell
the growing
Tate,
pains going to become present?
Cleese and all of them. I think Ohio State has too much talent. They are going to move forward undefeated from here this weekend.
I think they're going to rely heavily on the running game, though.
And they could. And I think you'll see a lot more of Bo Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that definitely. So
he's an animal.
He is. Next, we have Florida, 4-0. And this week, and I'm going to pull these on up.
Is Florida 4-0?
Yeah. Oh, yes, they are. And, of course, we've already said Ohio State is going against Washington. Florida is going to be going, and I'm having to look because my eyes aren't that great anymore. Oh, they're idle.
Florida's idle this week?
Miami. Miami is idle this week. So they're idle. I hate idle. Mm-hmm. Anybody else that just can't stand, you know what idle is? Idle is a problem. Play the games. Play the games. And it just drives me crazy when they don't play the games.
Right.
It does. It's lazy. But on the picks that we have, Georgia is going against Alabama. You know, I've got to tell you, I'm a little – we watched Alabama just get absolutely stomped by Florida State. I mean, it wasn't even close.
Yeah.
And – then we watch Georgia, who I know it doesn't say so on the scoreboard, but they lost that game. They lost to Tennessee. The only reason that they won that game, which is an oxymoron right there, is because Tennessee decided to rip defeat out of the jaws of victory with a bad kick.
Yep.
Seems to be a normal thing that happens against Georgia. They don't trust your kicking guy. Don't trust the kicking guy against Georgia. You have to win by more points. That's all there is to it.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, they won that game.
Yep.
They won that game. And then they were
the
tired.
Part.
It took everything out of them, but they had that game won. And then Georgia just has the stamina and endurance to go from there into the overtime. And it cost them. All right, we've got Oregon at Penn State. Hard to get a gauge on Oregon. Hard to get a gauge on Penn State. Physically,
Oregon looks about like where they did last year, though. I mean, they look good. Penn State, I hate to say it, same thing as last year, though. When are they going to have that standout performance?
When they get rid of Franklin. He's a 10-2 guy. That's all there is to it. He will always be a 10-2 guy. Accept what you are.
Do you think he's on the hot seat?
He might be a little bit this year because he's got all the returning talent, and there's no reason.
Let me put it like
but
this.
But the returning talent they have, is it elite upper tier talent? It's hard to say because last year they were one play away
now,
from going to the national championship.
Exactly, but they returned most of the team. So it becomes a question of, is it CFP or see you later, or does it become national championship? Or see you later.
No. See you later. I'm sorry. It's not going to be a national championship. No. That'll be the end of that discussion. I like Penn State in this one by maybe one, but I'm not picking them. I think that they have the opportunity at home. It'll be a close game unless they cannot handle Oregon speed. It really comes down. There's the question.
That's the real question.
If Oregon gets going, it's going. I picked Oregon. If they get going, it's going to be over. If Penn State can somehow bottle them up, then maybe I'm believing a little bit more. But you know, Knowles is in that first year. It's going to take him a year or two to dial in the defense, and he's going to lose everybody. So you got to do with what you can do for the very first year.
Yep.
We'll see. I think Penn State will be more prepared for Oregon, but Oregon possibly it would be 3 points or whatever if Penn State won.
Yeah.
If Oregon gets going and it gets going early, it will. Well, that. Put that to a rest. Then you will take on the famous, you are a 10-2 man, and that's what you are. You will always be a 10-2 man. And it's a shame, but accept it. First, there's denial.
Right. Then there's acceptance.
Then there's acceptance, and it will come. So this is your time. You're either going to stand tall, or you will take your normal stance, and it will be denial, and that's what it is. And I believe Oregon wins this game. Ole Miss at LSU. I like it.
I'll take Ole Miss.
You know, part of me wants to take Ole Miss too. I don't know why, but I think that.
And where is it being played?
If it doesn't say at, it means it's being played at the opposing team. So it's at Ole Miss, I believe. It's hard to take. I like LSU. I like LSU. You like Ole Miss. Ole Miss has a way of rising up against the LSUs.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And then they could win that game, but then they'll lose something stupid, and I don't understand why. I mean, Kentucky almost beat them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Which makes me want to drive onto the side of LSU. So I'm going to take LSU on this one, but we'll see. Texas is idle. Texas A&M at Auburn. Auburn will find a way to shoot itself in the foot. I like Texas A&M. They've got way too much speed for Auburn. So we'll just let that one go right there by itself. You have Missouri at UMass, and I figured Missouri would have walked all over South Carolina last week without the starting quarterback and everything else. I was wrong, but I did pick Missouri. So I'm going to take Missouri again. And if they can't get past UMass, then we have some serious questions to ask. Miami is idle. I don't like that word. All right. Indiana at Iowa. And it is at Iowa. Yeah, I like Indiana. I think Indiana.
They're getting my respect.
Yeah, they've got the respect. I told you that I thought they were too fast for Illinois, and you said no. And I said yes. You said no.
Yeah.
I said
yes. Yeah.
And
that was a real shocker, though. I'm not going to lie.
It was beatdown. I didn't even, the picks before the week before put me behind the woodshed. That was just out in the open, just did flog your child. That's what that was. Indiana runs over Iowa. They're not going to be able to handle Indiana. I don't care if it's at Iowa. You know, it's one of those things, and Indiana has a better chance. I have more faith in them than I do with Mr. 10-2. So, Indiana. Tennessee at Mississippi State.
Tennessee.
Yeah, Tennessee. Tennessee, you have you're probably the best team in the Southeastern Conference. I don't care what anybody says. You played Georgia. You were there. You had it. It was a chip shot away. Okay? That's all it was. And you had it. And you found a way to blow it. Get yourself back on the right track. You will see them again. You will play them again. And next time you will be even better. But they have everything, and that's a scary team.
Yep.
Tennessee is a scary, scary team. No doubt in my mind, they will be in the playoffs. No doubt in my mind, they're going to make some people cry.
Oh, yeah.
So we're going to see. But Tennessee. Iowa State versus Arizona. Oh, guess?
Iowa State.
I like the Cyclones too. And it's at Iowa State. Arizona's a speedy little team. But I really think that Iowa State should win this game. I think that they have the strength, the physicality. They win this game. So I'm taking Iowa State. USC at Illinois. That's at Illinois.
Hmm.
Yeah, you want to think about this one now, don't you?
Well, no, I can see this is a redemption game for Illinois here. They just got embarrassed last week.
Embarrassed, so it's like, please. An embarrassment is 28-0. A 63-10, that's a slaughter. Yeah, that's, oh, my goodness.
Do you think they redeemed themselves versus USC? Or do you think they're just too fast?
I don't know. I think that Lincoln is on the hot seat, and he's having to give some extra cash to his players and say, listen, I need all you got. You know, he can't afford to go.
Taking Illinois.
Yeah, I'm taking USC. I'm taking USC on that one. Oklahoma's idle. MSU is idle. Georgia Tech at Wake Forest.
Georgia Tech.
Yeah, that's pretty easy. Georgia Tech. Georgia Tech is going to be somebody this year.
Yep.
Who that somebody is, I don't know. But there'll be somebody. So, Georgia Tech. Tulane at Tulsa. Tulane. I'm taking a green wave.
I agree.
Tulane.
Yeah. Thinking Tulsa might put up a fight, but.
And they might, but I still think Tulane has got it. Florida State at Virginia.
Florida State.
You stumbled there. Yeah. I
think it's going to be a closer game than people anticipate, but I'll take Florida State.
Are you sure? Because now you have me questioning myself. No. Florida State, without a doubt. I think Florida State is, I don't know what happened, but I just think Florida State has too much firepower for Virginia. They'll take them over. Now here's an interesting one. Memphis at Florida Atlantic.
Memphis.
I did too. I took Memphis too. I think that they really are trying to make statements.
They're a good team.
They are a good team. Notre Dame at Arkansas.
Notre Dame. I think this is where they get their second name.
Okay, so this is probably, this is what I'm thinking too. But, you know, Notre Dame got their first win last week. Congratulations. Arkansas is one of those teams. Which team shows up?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? There's mm-hmm. no consistent. The talent's there, but you just don't know which
you don't
team.
Have the coaching.
Well, you just don't know if they're interested in the game.
That's what I'm saying. You just don't have
to. Yeah, and I think that's the downfall. I'm going to take Notre Dame on this one, but don't be surprised if Arkansas pulls some kind of an upset there.
Last minute.
Yeah.
Goal or something.
Utah at West Virginia. I'm liking West Virginia.
I like Utah.
You like Utah.
Yeah.
They got smoked. They got smoked. Okay? And I didn't expect it. And they, I thought, okay, maybe they are going to be the big dogs in the Pac-12. I was wrong. They got absolutely just beat down. So, after seeing that, looking at both the schedules, I'm liking West Virginia in this one. I think that they can knock Utah off. It's going to be the surprise, but I think it's going to be the upset, but I think that's the one that's going to happen. When we start getting into the bonus rounds, we have the two saddest opponents in all of college football, UCLA and Northwestern.
Yeah.
And the edge is going to go to Northwestern because it's at home. So the plus three deal. I can see Northwestern beating UCLA, and that will end the Nico Iamaleava discussion. And, you know, unless the new coach has got something to – he's got a week to prepare. It's not long at all, so I'm going with Northwestern. Cincinnati at Kansas.
I want to say Cincy.
That's what I said, Cincinnati. I think they look good, you know?
Mm-hmm. They do look good.
Cincinnati's a good-looking team. They're tough. They're ready to go. And here's one of my favorite games of the week, Pittsburgh at Louisville. Now,
I got Pitt.
I like Pitt, too. Will they come and lay an egg, and will Louisville take advantage of that?
Possible.
It's possible. I like Pittsburgh in that one. I could be totally wrong, but I just think that they play to the level of their competition and then a step above.
Yeah.
So we'll see. But I like Pitt in that one. Rutgers at Minnesota. I like Minnesota.
I do too, but gosh, that's gonna be a good game.
It's gonna be a great game, but I like Minnesota. I think Minnesota stays undefeated, and they keep going forward. Rutgers is going to take one on the chin. It's just the way it is. And last but not least, Kentucky at South Carolina. Now, I think Lenore Sellers is back.
Yeah, he is.
So,
but it's so hard to tell because he was injured before. You know how that goes. I'll still take Carolina, but
I don't know. Kentucky is, they always play Carolina very close, very tough. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It used to be you could pick South Carolina to beat Kentucky, you could bank it. And then that changed probably about 8 years ago. And now it's like, I don't know who to go with. So now you pick the color of the uniform, or, you know, what does it feel like in the clouds today or whatever, because you just don't know. South Carolina needs this game, having lost two in a row. You know what I mean? So they need this game. If they're going to go 3-2 and have any type of chance to look good, it's got to be now. You know what I'm saying? It has got to be now. So it's, where do you want to live? In the lower part of the dungeon or in the middle part?
Yeah, that's all you got.
That's all you got. So South Carolina needs this game more than Kentucky does. I'm going to go with South Carolina. And that is the pick'ems part of our show tonight. So that's what we want to discuss with you as far as the pick'ems. That's our picks. So now we go to the AP, back to the AP poll, and we'll talk about the top 25. Like we said, Ohio State's number one. Florida, 4-0, is number two. Penn State is 3-0. They're number three. LSU is 4-0. They are number four. Georgia is 3-0. They're at number five. Oregon is 4-0. They're number six. Oklahoma is 4-0, and Oklahoma keeps surprising you.
They're holding their own.
They're holding their own. You know, one of the biggest things I said is if you can make them believe, then they will ride.
They will win.
They will win. So, and Venerables right now is in a lot better position than Dabo Sweeney. Oh, what a collapse that was.
Actually comical, to be honest.
Oh my goodness, I'm taking Tums every night after watching that game. I'm thinking, what's happening, what's going on, especially after that great speech he gave about, hey, listen, if you're tired of winning, get rid of me. And I'm thinking, winning,
son, have you been winning?
Yeah, what have you won? You're 1-3. I mean, what happened? You haven't been winning. Your idea of winning and my idea of winning are two different things.
Exactly.
You know, winning is getting your cake and eating it too. It's not supposed to where you go and you get beat up and a black eye. You know, what is that? That's not winning. That's losing. Oh, number eight, Florida State, 3-0. Number nine, Texas A&M, 3-0. Number 10, Texas, 3-1. And you notice Texas dropped two spots, even though they won. Their one loss coming against Ohio State. We knew that was coming. Indiana, 4-0. And they moved up from eight spots after that whooping that they put out Illinois.
Right.
Yeah. Texas Tech, 4-0. They moved up five spots. Ole Miss, 4-0. Iowa State, 4-0. And they dropped two spots. That'll probably change. Tennessee is still the same, 3-1, and they're at number 15. I see Tennessee moving up. I think that they're being unfairly placed.
Oh, yeah, but you after this week they should move up.
Yeah, I mean, you can't tell me Tennessee can't play with the likes of any of these other teams. They can play with anyone in the country. And I just don't think it's right. Georgia Tech following them at number 16. Alabama, number 17, 2-1. Vanderbilt, 4-0. Vanderbilt. Pavia, I know. Pavia kid is something else. And I'm hungry. I want it. I want it all. Does Vanderbilt have the strength to go the whole thing? I don't think so.
No. They're going to slip up. But they're going to have a good year.
They are. We like you at number 18. You're okay at number 18. We're going to keep you at number 18. But you're going to stay. You aren't going to stay.
If they end up upsetting a few teams, then they'll get the respect.
Yeah, they'll get some respect. respect is earned, and they'll earn some respect and everything like that.
Yeah, but at this point, you just got to win.
Yeah, but there'll be a three game somewhere along the line. A beat down. There'll be that one beat down, and then reality will set in. Then they'll take the next beat down, which will be as a result from the first beat down.
Oh, yeah.
And then they'll have a good little winning streak that'll go on. And then all of a sudden, they'll trip up again and say, oh, yeah, that's right. We're Vandy. So take your 10-2 or 9-3 and accept it. That's all. Just accept it.
Acceptance is.
Yes. Michigan, 3-1.
Who do they play this week?
We'll cover that in a second. And they moved up twice. They've had close games. Every game hasn't been really been a couple blowouts, but when it started coming to good competition, there are no blowouts there.
No, it's a fight.
Yeah. So we'll let you hang around at number 19. Missouri, 4-0. USC is 4-0. So we had Michigan at number 19, number 20, Missouri, number 21, USC. I don't know. It's hard to trust
Lincoln Riley.
I can't. You can't trust him. I just don't know. Does he have the program really going in the right direction? I don't know. Win me a couple more games. Get to 7-0, 6-0. You know.
Yep.
And then we'll talk. You know what I'm saying? Notre Dame 1-2. They're the only 1-2 team in the top 25. And they're at number 22, and they've got probably one of the most favorable, rest of the games coming along. It's almost like a shoo-in for the playoffs,
Yep.
Unless you mess it up. I can only see a couple places they can mess it up. USC, and I don't know if they play Stanford or not. Those are the ones that always like to give them fits.
I hate to say it. I see Notre Dame with 3 losses this year.
Oh, I do too. Yeah, I do too. So we'll let you hang around there for a little bit and maybe match you up with Michigan in a bowl game.
There you go.
But, I think that's as far as you're going. Marcus, you're an incredible coach. You are an incredible coach. You know how to get them there. It just takes a while, but they're not helping you out. Illinois, 3-1. You're at number 23. And you
got embarrassed last week.
It was beyond embarrassing. It was, let's just go on in and have fun. And then they got trounced on, so.
It is our better, Brett.
Yeah, Brett, that was a terrible preparation. It was bad. I don't know what kind of game plan that you had on paper, but Kurt Cignetti really
ate you up.
Yeah, he let you know that you need to go back and look at the game plan again. That's what he let you know. And number 24, TCU. They're 3-0. That's who I'm liking in the Pac-12 right now, is TCU. We'll see. I mean, I could be wrong. We're going to find out. But I like TCU. I think they're strong. They're moving along. And, of course, number 25 is BYU, and they're at 3-0. A lot of teams could be in there, might not be in there. The last four teams could be switched out with anybody, from Mississippi State to Auburn, South Florida, Utah, Arizona State, Memphis, Louisville.
Memphis should be ranked.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, Memphis should be ranked. I just looking at it. So now we'll go on in and we're going to jump on over to the college football matchups this week. And we're going to take a look at everything right now. Tomorrow night, which is going to be very exciting, Florida State at Virginia at 7 o'clock. So we're going to see how that goes. But
Florida State.
Yeah, I like Florida State. TCU, Texas Christian, is at Arizona State. This is a good test for them. This is going to tell us if they are ready. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I know Arizona State is lost. Listen, when you lose a Cam Scattergoo.
Oh, yeah.
That's a whole, that's like a whole separate offense right there. But we're going to see. I like TCU in this game. If Arizona State runs away from it, then I don't know. It's an open an open shoot for the Big 12. Saturday, USC at Illinois. I still like USC.
I'll take Illinois.
You know, I know you will, but I still just like the way it looks right now. And of course, like we said, Georgia Tech at Wake Forest. That game is at 12 o'clock. The Notre Dame, Arkansas game is at 12 o'clock. Utah State is playing Vanderbilt. You know they're going to beat that. Mm-hmm. They'll win that game. If they don't, something's really wrong. Mm-hmm. But
they lose that game on a lot.
Yeah. It's, you know, Auburn, you know, the Texas A&M. Texas A&M's too fast for them. Auburn's got a good quarterback. He seems okay, but he gets a little defuzzled here and there.
Yeah.
And Texas A&M has speed. And the running back alone, and then you have to worry about the quarterback because he can blaze. So I think Texas A&M runs away with that game, believe it or not. LSU at Ole Miss, like you said, it is going to be interesting. We're going to have to wait and see how this plays out, but I like LSU. And that game is at 3:30. The Ohio State-Washington game is at 3:30. Indiana and Iowa is at 3:30. Tennessee and Mississippi State is at 4:15. And, of course, Arizona at Iowa State, that's at 7. Alabama and Georgia, that's going to be a good game. I like that. I'm going to take Georgia, and I'll tell you why. Because how do you go into a game with Florida State and you get just handed it? You know what I'm saying? I mean, you've got the best picks. You should have.
I got Georgia in that as well.
Would you take Georgia if Nick Saban was still at Alabama?
No.
Yeah, no. Then you don't bet against Alabama. That's what John said. It's Alabama. Don't bet against Alabama. But Nick Saban's not there.
Nope.
So now you have to look. Don't bet against Kirby Smart. You know? And I think it comes down to that. If Alabama somehow handles Georgia, this is going to turn into a very hard.
Yeah.
Because if you remember last year, Tennessee took out Alabama.
Yep.
And this year they barely lost to Georgia. Tennessee could end up winning if they play everything right.
Yep.
The SEC. If they can hold their own from here on in, not only will they go to the SEC championship, which I think they can win, they can zip right on into the playoffs, no problem at all.
Oh, yeah.
That's why Tennessee is like my dark horse there. at night also is Penn State and Oregon. I like Oregon in this one. I just think that they're too fast for Penn State. Penn State is physical. Oregon has enough physicality to handle Penn State's physicality, and they're fast. Speed is what will hurt you.
Yes.
And they have enough speed and torque so that when you hit the wall, how much of the wall will they take with you as they go through? So I like Oregon. BYU against Colorado. I like BYU. Firepower. Coach Prime is, you know, he's got to rebuild. And That's it. That's it for this week for them. Now, our Heisman standouts. Got to go backwards. Our Heisman odds right now. So we can take a look at it. John Mateer, he's looking really, really good.
Oh, yeah.
Fernando Mendoza from Indiana, looking great. You know, it's like, okay, Dante Moore is looking good. So let's take a look here and let's see what they have, who is listed here. But I see a whole bunch. This week, the people that are on track, they like Fernando Mendoza, Jeremiah Smith with Ohio State, Carson Beck with Miami, Dante Moore with Oregon, Marcel Reed, Texas A&M, Gunnar Stockton, Georgia. And as we move on down, Jaden Mavia, and then Joey Aguilar for Tennessee, Julian Tsang, Ohio State, Josh Hoover, TCU, Garrett Nussmeier, LSU, Ty Simpson, Alabama, Thomas Castellanos, Florida State, Drew Aller, Penn State. I mean, they've got a whole bunch out there right now, you know. Diego Pavia for Vanderbilt. I think he's another one. Arch Manning in Texas. No. He's not ready yet. Sam Levitt, Arizona State. Jackson Arnold for Auburn. I mean, and then Bryce Underwood for Michigan. He's not ready yet. Will he be a force to deal with?
Eventually.
Yeah, he will. You know, Ohio State will have to, yeah, you know. And after the shenanigans and the chicanery that Michigan put up, you know, I'm not seeing that their recruiting is going to take a little bit of a hit.
Yeah.
And it is, and rightfully so. Don't cheat. You know, just don't cheat.
Just don't cheat.
If you cheat, bad things will happen. Maybe not to you, but you ruined it for other people. Now, how do you feel about that?
Just don't cheat.
Don't cheat. Yeah, don't. But, you know, right now, I got to say Indiana's quarterback is looking really, really good. But he hasn't faced.
No.
Get the pressure in. Now, see, Indiana's a team that I could see losing to Penn State. This is where James Franklin's problems are this. He's got three teams that he really needs to be worried about, maybe four. He's got Indiana. He's got Michigan. He's got Oregon. And he's got Ohio State.
Yep.
Those are the four teams, you know what I'm saying, that really he has to be worried about, you know, this year. But normally, it's two teams.
Yeah.
It's Ohio State, Michigan, and Oregon, you know.
Yeah.
So there's three potential ones, but he doesn't always have to play those teams.
No.
So that's then it comes down to two,
yeah.
Ohio State or Michigan. You see what I'm saying? Either way, you're 10-2. That's who you are. You are the 10-2 guru. And it's not a bad thing. Don't be embarrassed about it. Don't hate. I'm just saying, you are what you are. After that, you know, it's better when John is here so that we can get the background.
Oh, I know.
On all of it. Do you see what you've done, John? Do you see the problems that you've caused? We cannot get the information that we want, that we need. We hope that you're having fun. John is at Cheers. I'm going to tell you, he's been all over. He was at Cheers today. He's having a good time. And you know what? The whole thing has gone awry. We need him here. And we don't have him here. But he will be back the following Monday. All I can say is, Marcus, don't worry about your picks until Monday. Marcus is probably cussing me right now. We will hopefully, I don't know how everyone did last week. John has all that information. We'll have to see how everyone did. I can't count on everyone's honesty. So You know, I like y'all, but, you know, I don't trust you. But getting back into it, I think that, and we didn't even look at the ESPN poll yet.
No, we haven't.
Well, you're not helping me here.
I'm sorry.
So ESPN has it, and we're going to take a look at these right now. With a lot of key matchups and everything. But for the college poll for week five, Arkansas is at number 25. Let me make sure I've got this correct. 24 is Washington. So we shall see. Number 23 is Auburn. Number 22 was Florida State.
Which one are you going off of?
ESPN.
ESPN's an AP poll and then the AFCA poll. Which one are you going off of?
Right there.
It's not ESPN. So
ESPN.
ESPN's got BYU number 25, TCU number 24, and Illinois number 23.
Oh, why isn't that telling me the truth?
It's lying to you.
It's lying.
22, right. We got Notre Dame. 21, we got Southern Cal. 20, we have Mizzou. 19, Michigan. 18, Vanderbilt. Oh, wait, you already did the AP, didn't you? Or no? 17, we got Alabama. 16, Georgia Tech. 15, Tennessee. 14, Iowa State. 13, Ole Miss. Number 12 is Texas Tech, who's up five spots. Number 11 is Indiana, which basically flips spots.
Pretty much.
Texas is down to 10. A&M is up to 9. Florida State is down to 8. Oklahoma is up to 7. And the rest of them is Oregon at number 6, Georgia at number 5, LSU down to number 4, Penn State down to number 3, Miami up to number 2. And Ohio State at number 1.
Is Miami ranked right with Carson back?
No.
It is really hard to get a gauge on who should be up and who should be down at this point. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, we have Texas at number 10. They were number 1. And then they got beat. And then they had – they
really,
didn't
the coaches poll isn't far off.
No. So it's very interesting on how that goes. The coaches poll is a little different. They favor more, you know, the coaches are definitely, I like them, but, you know, they have Ohio State number 1, number 2 Penn State, number 3 Georgia, number 4 LSU, and LSU beat Southeast Louisiana 56-10.
Yep.
Oregon beat Oregon State, the Beavers, 41-7. They haven't been anybody in a while.
No.
I mean,
that's why you can't really judge. Like,
it's hard to judge. Miami beat Florida 26-7. It wasn't a big whooping, but it was a whooping. You know what I'm saying? Anytime you're over. You know,
I think it was at Florida too.
Three touchdowns. It's a whooping. Okay, so there you go. Texas beat Sam Houston 55-0. FSU played Kent State. That's the Nuns Academy up in Ohio.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm not sure, you know, beating them 55-0 or 66-10. Is any big deal. Now, Oklahoma University beating Auburn 24-17, that's a win. It's a W. And all the people are complaining about the bad calls and everything else. Did it get called on the field? No. So guess what? I don't care.
Exactly.
Bad calls happen in football all the time. Then they have this big investigation. Oh, you guys missed this or whatever else. Who says a guy can't go on out and fake that he's getting off the field? He never stepped off the field. cover your guy.
Yep.
You know, cover your guy. If you don't cover the guy and the guy beats you, you get smoked on it. I think it's a great play. I don't see the harm there. Do you? Mm-hmm. Oh, well, cry me a river. So Oklahoma is looking good. Innovative. Yeah. Great, you know, great way of thinking. That's how a coach should think. This is why Clemson sucks and Oklahoma's better. All right. Ole Miss. They beat Tulane. They whooped them pretty good, 45-10. That's a beating. Tulane is going to be angry.
That's why. Ole Miss picking right back up from last year.
No, they're going to go back and just beat Tulsa like a dog, I think, but we'll see. Indiana just wiped Illinois. Why? What happened, Illinois? It's like they didn't even – they were still eating
such
breakfast.
A question, yes.
They were eating breakfast still or something. When you lose 63-10, it's almost nine scores. Nine, That's a beatdown. And then Texas Tech, 34-10 over Utah. Utah has no secondary. We'll just cover that now. Something happened there. And again, Tennessee shrugged right on off of the Georgia thing, came back and won 56-24. You knew somebody was going to get punished for it. Well, it was UAB.
Yeah.
They got punished.
I do want to see the defense tighten up a little bit, though.
Yeah, I do, too. But you know what? You're playing Georgia. Georgia's a tough team. No matter what, since Kirby Smart got there, they've been a force to be reckoned with.
Well, I'm talking about UAB.
Alabama, Birmingham, come on.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm saying. They were going to get massacred either way. Somebody was going to pay the price, and Tennessee made sure it was them. Then Georgia Tech knocks off Temple, 45-24. That's about right. And Michigan walks away from Nebraska, 30-27. That's why I say Bryce Underwood has a lot to learn still. He's going to be a talented quarterback. There's no question. Michigan's got a very strong defensive line, the defensive front. And then they have nothing. That's it. They got a quarterback. They've got that. And they have nothing. The question is that they have a chance of getting better and better and better. Yeah. And, you know, we'll see what happens. But Nebraska held right with them. They had opportunity to win. They shot themselves in the foot. So you lose by three on that one. Missouri barely pulled it out over South Carolina, 29-20, but 9 points is 9 points. It is what it is. Vanderbilt, they played Georgia State, and they won 70-21. So Notre Dame played Purdue, and that was their first win. It was Purdue, and they won 56-30. That's really not inspiring.
No.
You know? It's not jaw-dropping inspiring because it's Purdue, you know?
Mm-hmm.
USC, they beat Michigan State 45-31. That's inspiring.
Yeah.
You know, that was a pretty good beatdown. And like we said, Illinois, they lost to Indiana 63-10. BYU beat East Carolina 34-13. It's not the same East Carolina Pirates team that we've seen in the past. You could count so many times, I remember, years ago, that in the ACC, Virginia Tech.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Virginia Tech, always at the top. Always at the top. Go on down to East Carolina. And then East Carolina would pull the ultimate upset every time. And poor Beamer was on the sidelines just hating it. But that was the facts. That's how it went. And, of course, TCU, well, they won 35-24 over SMU. So, it's going to be very interesting. A lot of the teams of last year are definitely not going to be in there. But you will have your normal, teams that you can expect to be there. Do I expect to see Tennessee there? Yes. Do I expect to see Ohio State there? Yes. Yeah. Will Oregon be there? Yeah, probably. Will Franklin be there? Indiana has a chance. Franklin has a chance. We'll have to see how the schedule goes on out. But you could have the likes of, you know, A&M in there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You could have Ole Miss in there. You could have Miami in there.
Yep.
You could have – but you got to understand, Miami plays – let's see. They're going to have to go through either way, Florida State, Miami, and then you're going to have Louisville in there, and then Clemson. Clemson has nothing to lose here at this point except be a spoiler. All right, we stink. We know we stink, but we're going to ruin your day.
Right.
Dabo's on the hot seat. He knows he's on the hot seat. He's saying all the wrong things.
Oh, yeah.
The first thing that should be coming out of his mouth is, I'm sorry. I had it in my head, and we are, well, I've made us out to be more than what we are. So, you know, they're awful. Klubnik, I'm not sure. One day he looks like he's ready to play, and then the next day he looks just like
terrible.
Yeah. Again, what happened?
He sucks.
Yeah, that is.
He sucks.
He does suck. He does suck. Anyway, we want to know what your picks are. And if you guys at any time want to join in, get into our discussion, usually John makes it a little bit more lively here, bounce things off of him, and enjoy the time. Kalen's a little more active in here, but he had dental surgery, so he's a little bit down and out. So that leaves just me. And, well, I'm boring. Anyway, join us this next week. John will be back next week. We'll find out who is leading in our – and then we'll talk about trophies. We're going to talk about some of the shirts. We're going to do some giveaways along the way. We want everyone to jump on, have fun, and laugh with us. And if you ever want to get on, all you have to do is go to trimradio.com. You'll see the live stream. You get on the live stream. You can see the it'll say right on the top right there, StreamYard.com. You can come on. You can join us live. But with that, I'm going to let you guys go. Good luck on your pick'ems this week. It ought to be some pretty good games. This is going to be a good week. I see maybe some upsets, maybe not. But we'll take a look at it, and we'll go from there and determine what it's going to be all next week. Take care, guys. We're out of here.